Our next guest on Downtown is the voice of the Weber State Wildcats, as well as the longtime voice of the AAA Salt Lake City Bees. Steve Klauke joins us this afternoon. Steve, good to have you with us. And I understand you were telling Carrie that last time you were on radio here, you were talking about our friend Matt Kinney.
Yes, he was on his way up through the Minnesota system at the time, and he was in his, or we were in our last year as the affiliate of the Twins. So I think I came on after every one of his starts that he made while he was in a Salt Lake uniform.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, he's coaching high school baseball around here these days.
I think he'd be very good at it. He's got the perfect demeanor for it.
He is indeed. Well, we're very excited to make what for me is my first trip out to Utah. We'll be in Ogden Friday night as the Black Bears take on Weber State and the Wildcats. And, you know, I look at these two teams, at least on paper and the video that I've seen, and they look very similar. A lot in common. Both teams got their first home playoff win. Do you see some of those similarities as well?
I do. I think the Black Bears, on paper anyway, much better, steadier offensive team than the Wildcats, although that's something that has progressed throughout the course of the season. Through the first six or seven games of the year, the Wildcats were dead last in the country in third down conversions. They've been much better than that of late. And I also think that in the middle of the season, when Jake Constantine took over as the starting quarterback for good with the injury to his predecessor, Caden Jinks, who unfortunately against Montana State was facing south and his foot was facing north. But Constantine, I think at that point, stopped looking over his shoulder, and he's been a much more confident quarterback, both as far as leadership is concerned and as far as his passing is concerned.
Well, he certainly established himself as a standout quarterback this past weekend in your playoff game against Southeast Missouri State. Constantine threw for four touchdowns and ran for another. Have yourself a day, young man.
Exactly, and all four touchdown passes came in the second quarter, with the last two coming in the final minute, taking advantage of some mistakes on the part of Southeast Missouri State, which was, you know, kind of flipping the table on them, because they were number one of the nation in forced turnovers and in turnover margin. And the Wildcats won the turnover battle of that game on a plus three. So that was huge for Weber State to win that game over the Redhawks.
You've also got, as Maine does, a tremendous redshirt freshman running back. Can you tell us a little bit about Josh Davis?
Well, Josh Davis kind of rewrote the record book as far as Utah high schools are concerned. Unfortunately, I never had a chance to watch him play in high school, even though he attended a school three blocks from my house. But he's put together great numbers. Did not play in the opening game of the season against Utah. Trayshawn Garrett, the senior, got the start. He got hurt in that game, and so a couple of other players with experience got a chance to play running back. He did not come in until the second game of the season against South Dakota, and he has been magnificent to watch. He's already broken the Weber State freshman rushing record with over 1,300 yards. Twice he's rushed for over 200 yards in a game this season. So he's really been a fun to watch. I mean, he's only 5'9", under two bills, and he's a guy that powers through a lot of contact. So he's been fun to watch, but they kind of overworked him a little bit, and I think Coach Jay Hill wanted to peel back a little bit, and so that's why the senior Garrett, who took advantage of the bye week to get that hamstring healthy, was able to have such a big game, 17 carries for over 130 yards in the victory over Southeast Missouri State. So really, it's a 1-2 punch right now for the Wildcats at running back.
Defense was outstanding as well, with four interceptions and really taking advantage of those opportunities. What's the strength of this Wildcat defensive unit?
I think it's more about how the unit plays as a team, and the fact that the depth is much better this year maybe than it has been in past years. There have been, a few bumps and bruises, as any football team would have, and they've been able to replace injured players with the twos or even the threes in some case, and they haven't missed a beat. It's just the team concept that they play defensively, and Jay Hill, the head coach, is basically his own defensive coordinator, and so he's got a group of guys that have played together now for a couple of years, and I think they're really an aggressive team. You might make the mistake because of that aggressiveness, but I think as a whole, it's been really a lot of fun to watch. The pressure they put on the quarterback, and really the key to the defense, the two of the linebackers, the seniors, LeGrand Toia, Toia is the guy at the middle linebacker. Landon Stice, the weak side linebacker, he's the other guy that's really been fantastic, both of them. Matter of fact, the Wildcats, I talk about the team concept, 8 of their 11 starters on defense were named first-team all-conference.
Mm. We're talking with Steve Klauke. He's the voice of Weber State football, known for special teams play as well. Some tremendous talents there, all Americans, and a little trickery as well, two fake punts executed on Saturday.
Yeah, two fake punts that were executed for first downs and a fake field goal in which the holder, who happens to be the punter, Doug Lloyd, ran it in from 4 yards out for a touchdown. So you give Colton Swan, the special teams coordinator, some time, and he'll come up with some funky things. And of course, Jay Hill's background is in special teams for 10 years, the special teams coach at the University of Utah.
Well, speaking of Jay Hill, we were just talking to Maine's Joe Harasymiak a few moments ago, and he said from what he's seen on tape, this is a team that's as well-coached as anybody the Black Bears have faced all year. Tell us a little bit about Jay Hill and his staff.
Well, Jay came in at the right time as far as Weber State football's program is concerned. They had gone through a mess. They had fired their previous coach, Ron McBride, and they brought in John L. Smith, who was in the office for about 2 months before he decided he was going to take the interim head coaching position at the University of Arkansas. They had to scramble. Joni Sears, the defensive coordinator, took over. It really didn't work out, and so they hired a young coach out of the University of Utah in Jay Hill, and he took a program that had won one game the previous season and has them in the playoffs for the third straight year, for the first time in school history, second straight year in the quarterfinals. He's young. He's enthusiastic. He's young enough to where he can still connect with the players. He's got the support of the university, which was very evident 2 years ago when, right before a game, his wife was diagnosed with a form of cancer. Fortunately, she's healthy right now. And he's established a solid coaching staff. You know, he loses two or three every year, lost two coaches off of last year's staff to BYU. So it's a group that is a veteran group of coaches, guys that and they're young enough, like I say, to connect with the players. A guy like an all-pro tight end, and Alfred Papunu is the tight end coach. He had a great career with the Chargers and all. And so as a group, it's really a young, well-meshed group, and they have a lot of fun out there as well as coach the game well.
Well, two conferences that have had great years of the CAA got a lot of publicity for getting six teams in the field. They're all gone, but Maine and the Big Sky, all you've got is three of the final eight. How tough and how deep was that conference this year?
It really was difficult. And the one loss that the Wildcats had was to a team that wasn't even close to making the playoffs in Northern Arizona. That was a bit of a stumble. They forced six turnovers but committed five of their own. That was one of the concerns going into Southeast Missouri State, because that loss, and last year one of the losses, came right after a bye. They haven't played well after a bye week. And so that's why Coach Hill, after your game was over with Southeast Missouri's game rather was over with two Saturdays ago, he held a practice on Saturday night just to get the feel of having played a game on that particular night. And it was a very spirited effort, but it's been fun to watch. UC Davis, coached by the former Colorado coach Dan Hawkins, they've put up a lot of points. Eastern Washington is always a strong team on the red carpet up there, which thankfully we didn't have to go see this year. They came to Weber State this year, and it's a high-flying team that averages nearly 40 points a game. The Wildcats held them to six. So maybe some of the lower-level teams weren't very good this year, but the middle of the pack and upper echelon were pretty solid.
Now, you spent a little time in Maine this year. This is my first visit to Utah, and I can't wait. I'm reading about Stewart Stadium, views of the Wasatch Mountains, and the Great Salt Lake from there. What do I need to make sure I see in my brief time in Utah?
Well, I see. You guys will be coming in on Thursday, probably.
Right.
I guess you wouldn't get there. You might get there in time. The Jazz are playing the Houston Rockets on Thursday night. That was always a lot of fun with Christmas lights at Temple Square as well in Salt Lake City. But, it's a great venue to watch. Hopefully the fans turn out. They had a decent crowd in bad weather on Saturday with nearly 9,000. Actually, then an hour later, drew nearly 10,000 for their basketball game with BYU. So, and the fact that all the FBS schools in our area aren't playing this weekend, we're hoping to get close to, if not a sellout, for the game. But it's just a great venue for FCS football, and we're glad to have you here. And it's only turnabout fair play that you come here to Utah for the first time. seeing that I, on vacation, made my first ever trip to Maine in September.
Well, yeah, and the nice thing is the weather is going to be pretty similar to what we're experiencing around here, so there's no adjustment for any of that. But there is the altitude factor. Have you found that teams who aren't used to playing at 45 or so hundred feet above sea level do have an adjustment period?
I'm sure they do, and of course, most of the Big Sky is at altitude, so it's really not a huge deal as far as our conference games are concerned, but it certainly can be. And I've been told, not having experienced myself, that the fact that as the weather gets colder, the altitude becomes more of a factor because you're already going to be short of breath in the cold, and then you got the thin air. It's a whole different animal, but I don't think the Black Bears will have much problem with it. It's going to be a great football game on Friday night that the nation's going to have a chance to see it, because it's the only college football game in the country that night.
That's right. Somebody must think this is going to be a pretty good game to make this the feature game, not just in FCS football, but in all of college football. I think it's a great matchup. We're very excited to go out there and take on this perennially strong Weber State team. Steve, it's great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, and we look forward to seeing you out there on Friday.
I appreciate it. We'll see you then.
That's Steve Klocke, the voice of the Weber State Wildcats and the Salt Lake City Bees, where he's broadcast, I think it's over 35, maybe over 3,800 minor league baseball games. Great to have him on with us this afternoon.